seeing myself. This is now going to be a daily practice, and many times in the day. Just pause and see yourself. Point of light, energy, I, the soul, have been in this costume for these many years, and before this, I was in another costume. See yourself. This is just a costume. And before this, I was wearing another costume. See yourself in another costume. And before that, in another costume. And in every costume, I met people. I created relationships. Was an energy exchange in every costume with many souls. I have created an energy exchange. And most of them are now a part of my life. See this very clearly. In another costume, I have met souls, had an energy exchange, and they are a part of my life now. I don't remember who I was. I don't remember who they were. But it is certain we have met, and we are meeting again. And it is certain that we will also meet again in our next costume. Past, present, future. Anyone who is in my close energy circle, I am not meeting for the first time. It's not a new relationship. We have met. We are together now, and we will meet again. And each time, it's an energy exchange. What I think, what they feel, what I say, what they respond, how I behave, what they do. It's an energy exchange. It's a karmic account. A karma exchange. My every relationship right now is a continuation of where I ended it last time. My every close relationship right now is a continuation of where I ended it last time. Now check. Is there anything I want to change this time? Is there anything I want to change in my destiny? How many were able to see people? Are you able to see your relationships? Yes, half the time. Often in life, there is a question mark. Certain scenes of life we worked very hard for, we planned, and it didn't go our way. And sometimes we didn't do anything much, and everything just came before me. Someone I trusted, they betrayed. Someone I did nothing for, and they did so much for me. So many scenes in life don't have an answer. They don't have an answer. And that's when the mind says, who's deciding all this? Why did this happen this way? I thought it will happen that way. How could it happen this way? And whenever mind creates a question from which the mind doesn't have an answer, then where does the finger go? Where does the finger go? We go up there and we say, as per God's wish. And we had heard since childhood, ke patta patta Bhagwan ki marzi se hilta hai. Every leaf also moves only as per God's will. And it's so fitted inside us that everything is happening as per God's will, that for everything we say, Paramatma ki mercy, Paramatma ki mercy, Paramatma ki mercy. But we don't pause to check that if everything was happening as per God's will, then how would everything be? How would everything be? Very good. Heaven. And what do we have now? So, and yet we never pause to think that everything that is happening on this planet, whether it's the state of our minds, whether it's the health of our body, whether it is everything, there's so much happening every day. Is this actually being decided by Him? Really think so? If any of us were given the power to write the destiny of people, how would we write? Anybody, if you were given the power, write the destiny of the 300 people sitting here, what would you write? Health is equal to? Health is equal to? Perfect. Minds are? Happy. Relationships are? Sochna bhi nahi padta. We don't even have to pause to think what kind of destiny we would write. So if we, with all our weaknesses and all our biases and all our prejudices and all our hurt, we will still write a perfect destiny for everybody, then how is it? How is it that the ocean of love writes such troubled destinies for us? It's not possible. So aaj se, one more vocabulary change. Spirituality is all about vocabulary change. And one more vocabulary changes, henceforth never to say uski wajah se, uski wajah se. Because if we blame, then we don't even take personal responsibility to create the change. And then we say, uski wajah se hua, to theek bhi kaun karega? Theek bhi wo karega? And then we keep saying, please theek kar do, please theek kar do, please theek kar do. And sometimes to hum incentive bhi dete hai saath mein. De denge na incentive. Agar aapne 2 mahine mein theek kar diya, to aapko kya milega? हाँ, क्या मिलेगा? क्या क्या इंसेंटिव चढ़ते हैं? चढ़ाना, प्रसाद चढ़ाना, ब्यूटीफुल फीलिंग, वेरी ब्यूटीफुल इंटेंशन के परमात्मा को याद करके आप कुछ चढ़ाना चाहते हो. बट इट शुड नॉट बी अगर मेरा काम होगा तो. दैट हैज टू बी रिमूव्ड. That has to be removed. Then even the purest, pehle, yesterday we saw our family relationships have become business. And now the purest selfless relationship has also become business. So somebody will say, aap to bole the ki aap agle saal wahan jayenge. To kehte, but meri mannat to puri nahi hui, to main kyun jaun, puri hoti to main jata. So then that also becomes a business. So when the purest selfless relationship also becomes a business, time has come to pause and check, where am I heading? What am I doing? What am I doing? If your child asks you to do something and says, Papa, please, mera ye kar do, main aapko in return 2 packet biscuit dunga. Is that okay? Mummy, aaj mera khana bana do, aapko 2 chocolate milegi. Is that okay? No, not okay. Why? Jaldi khana milega na? So, hame nahi chahiye packet biscuit or chocolate, aur usko chahiye pera aur nariyal. So, think. Because everything is a karma. Everything is a karma. Hame lagta, everybody is saying, so even I was saying, but I didn't pause to check na. प्रसाद चढ़ाओ, नारियल चढ़ाओ, बहुत सारे चढ़ाओ, लेकिन काम होगा तो चढ़ाओ. तो देन इट इज नॉट अ चढ़ाना. देर इज नो इंटेंशन ऑफ फीलिंग. इट्स ओनली अ हाँ, कि अगर मेरा काम हो जाएगा. सो दैट लाइन हैज टू बी रिमूव्ड. सो आज से वोकैबुलरी चेंज. फर्स्ट, कुछ भी हो जाए, वी आर नॉट पुटिंग द ब्लेम सेइंग उसकी वजह से. Because if God had to write our destiny, then 2 things would be certain. 1, everyone would have a perfect destiny. Today, go to the hospital, you will see children who are born with a disease. Why would God do that to anybody? Koi matlab? Kuch bhi nahi hai. So, whenever we hear, even here in these 3 days, you have heard so much. Don't accept anything. Don't accept anything. Take it as a belief. Experiment with it. When you experience it, then you say this is the truth. Till then, don't call anything the truth. Spirituality is scientific. Science says experiment and believe. Spirituality says experiment and then believe. But till now, what we had done, whatever we heard, we said, Hanji. And we didn't pause to check. So if God had to create our destiny, 1, it would be perfect. And 2, it would be equal. God cannot be biased. You wouldn't be biased between your 2 children, giving 1 more than the other. And today, if we check destiny, it's not just 1 more than the other, it's absolutely 1 doesn't have something to eat, another one is flying in their personal charter plane. What is destiny? Equal? Is this equal? 1 is healthy up to the age of 100, the other is born with a disease. Is this equal? So how can God write like this? 1, He is not writing perfect, And second, he's not even writing equal. He's so unfair. Ek ko kam, dusre ko zyada. To ye nahi ho sakta hai. Ye nahi ho sakta hai. There is another thing that we had heard. That everything is happening as per my karma. Hadn't we heard that also? Yes. And you know the beauty of it? Oh, dekhte hain. Everything is happening as per my karma. Agreed? Agreed? Yes. Now look at these two belief systems. Both are a belief system. We don't know which one is true. One is saying, everything that's happening in my life is as per my karma, one belief system. Second belief system, everything that is happening in my life is as per his choice. And for both, we've heard both since childhood. And for both we said, how can both be true? One can be true and the other cannot, because both are. So I place God here and here is I. So two options, everything that's happening in my life is because of, and the other is everything that's happening in my life is because of, completely two contradictory things. And we heard both and we said, to dono to nahi ho sakta na, dono mein se ek ho sakta hai, dono kaise ho sakte hai? Haan, but this option first, karma. Why karma? Because though all of us do very good karmas, we do make some mistakes. And so because of our karma not being perfect, our destiny is not perfect. And our karmas are definitely not the same. Our karmas are not the same, and so our destiny cannot be the same. And so logically, which sounds more practical? Everything is happening in my life as per karma or as per God's will? Karma. So, agli baar se ungli kahan jayegi? Why is this happening to me? Haan ji, wo to pata hai. But jo kuch ho raha hai, wo kiski wajah se ho raha hai? Ungli kahan jayegi? This is power. This is power. Abhi tak kya ho raha tha? Meri life mein jo kuch ho raha hai, it's because of this, 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 this. And for things which I couldn't explain, it is because of this. So everything that was happening in my life was because of someone or God, but not anything because of me. And actually everything that's happening in my life is because of me. This is Gyan. So imagine living a life without knowing the right equation. We could get all the answers wrong of life, just because our equation was not correct. So now, whatever happens in your life, very good, good, bad, horrible, anything can happen. For everything, take personal responsibility. It makes life extremely simple. Because once I take personal responsibility, then I also know what I have to do now to work on my destiny. But if I blame others, then I also hold them responsible to create the change. I said, inhone kiya, isne kiya, unko hi theek karna padega. Maine kiya, to kisko theek karna padega? Mujhe hi theek karna padega. So, there are two things in life which you are going to take back from here today. Which is the essence of how to live life. And those two things are the priority of our life. And those two things are sanskar and karma. Full stop. Nothing else is important. Everything else is secondary. Sanskar and karma. Which we said first day, state of the being. Which we called the nimbu on the spoon. The glass full. It's all about only two things. My sanskar and my karma. So every seed of life, every situation, every interaction, everything, just take care. My sanskar, my karma is right. My sanskar, my karma is right. Once these two things are right, everything will be right. Everything will go right. My sanskar, my karma has to be right. And so the attention, where we have to keep the attention, should be on sanskar and karma. Not on the outcome of the karma. We don't need to focus on the outcome of the karma. We need to focus on the It's like we need to focus on the seed we sow. We're not going to think of how many fruits are going to come on this tree, which color will they be. We don't have to sit and think that. We only have to think of, am I sowing the right seed in the right way and nourishing it the right way? And if I've sown the right seed in the right way, I don't need to think about the fruits. Do we need to think about the fruits then after that? No. But if I keep planning and thinking about fruits and in the meantime I've sown the wrong seed, then how much ever I might desire the right fruit, it's not happening. It's not happening. So now, creating another visual here, everything has to be visual. Every time, my every thought, word, behavior is energy which I create and I send out into the world. This is karma. What is karma? My thought, word, behavior. These are energies which I create. Karma is not just behavior. Karma is not just what I speak. Karma is my intention. Karma is my thoughts. I may do something very, very good. I may be helping a lot of people. I may be there caring for people. What was my intention behind that? So visually it would appear, oh, very nice person, always caring, always helping. What was the intention? Was the intention truly to help? Was the intention to achieve name and fame? Or was the intention to just get appreciation from people? Or was the intention just to create an image, I am a good person? What was the intention behind that karma? So it's a very subtle checking. Very subtle, it's deep, it's in the deeper layers. We have to still go up to that layer to check, what is my intention behind what I'm doing? Bhav or bhavna? Bhav or bhavna is the seed. The visible action is already the tree has started. What was my seed is the bhav and bhavna. So the more I make my bhav and bhavna selfless, that is purity. That is purity. And the more the fruits are going to be healthy. And from those fruits will be another seed, and from that seed will be another fruit. And then karmic account goes healthy, healthy, healthy. Because my bhav and bhavna was clean, selfless, pure. Even if you're parenting, you're nurturing your children, you're working so hard on them, don't put a subtle intention, then later on they will take care of me. It is not selfless. Why? Because then if that doesn't happen, then there's a lot of hurt and pain. And then one day I'll say, maine tumhare liye itna kiya. And they will look back and say, toh kaun si badi baatein sab karte. To itna pure rishte mein bhi phir kya ho jata hai? Toh maine kyun kiya? Maine isliye kiya, kyunki karte hue mujhe achha lagta hai. Just do every karma that way. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this because it's part of my sanskar. I like to do it. Mujhe bahut achha lagta hai ye karke. I'm not doing it for anything I want in return. Even from a situation, even from a person. Because when I don't get that in return and I create hurt, then my that karma which was supposed to be a good karma, a right karma, gets diluted because now there's pain in it, there's hurt in it, there's rejection in it. And so the more I strengthen myself, my ability to be able to do things without wanting anything in return starts increasing. That is what we said, this energy. The more there is a vacuum here, in a very subtle way, I want something which will fill that vacuum. Even if I do something physically for you, I might not want anything physical in return, but at least they could have been little nice to me. Why? Did we tell them before, when we do this for you, be nice to us? No. So that little thought that they could have been nice to me, I did so much for them, gone. My nice karma is gone. It's gone. Because now there's hurt attached in it. Now there's pain attached in it. And then next time I'll think about it. I did so much, did not get anything in return. Now next time, think. तो हमारा संस्कार क्या हो गया? हमारा संस्कार था केयरिंग का, वो संस्कार क्या हो गया, कम हो गया. ओनली बिकॉज आई थॉट आई केयर्ड फॉर यू, सो एटलीस्ट समथिंग इन रिटर्न. नथिंग इन रिटर्न आई वॉन्ट. से दिस 100 टाइम्स टू योर सेल्फ इन योर डे टिल योर माइंड अंडरस्टैंड्स, नथिंग इन रिटर्न आई वॉन्ट. एवरी डे से दैट एज योर संकल्प. मुझे किसी से कुछ नहीं चाहिए. आई डोंट वॉन्ट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम एनी वन. आई एम ओनली गिविंग गिविंग गिविंग. एंड वेरी सून I, the soul, will understand this. It's just that I've been conditioned. We are conditioned to believe that you give, you will get. You give, you will get, not from other people. You give, you will get as a return of your karma. I can be very nice to her, I can be very caring, and she just snubs me. And I was like, I thought if I give niceness, I will get goodness in return. No, the give and get is not like this. Give means give your karma and be rest assured, law of karma is working always and your good karma will get goodness in return, but not necessary from her. And then when they don't do what we expect, we create pain and hurt for them. Yeah, but when parents create pain and worry and hurt for children, it's depletion for the children. It's not natural to have expectations. Let's change the vocabulary. It's natural to do selflessly for people. It's natural for every human being on this planet to be selfless. Look at nature. Everything in nature is selfless. The tree outside is not giving you shade if you give something in return. Everything, prakriti, is selfless. And we are part of that nature. And our nature is to be selfless. But because we went opposite to our nature, that's why there is so much suffocation today. What does the tree give all of us? Shade. And what is it putting out into the air for us? Oxygen. If today the tree says, these people are not nice to me, I should stop giving oxygen. And the tree holds that oxygen in itself. And it does not give out the oxygen because we have not been nice to nature. So the tree just holds back the oxygen there. What will happen to the tree? What will happen to the tree? We'll have to go to biology for that. But what will happen to the tree? Hanji? Photosynthesis will stop. What will happen to the tree? Chalo, theek hai. Ab samajh mein aa gaya kya ho raha hai? It is the nature of the tree to give out oxygen, irrespective of how we treat the tree. And the day the tree looks at us and says, they've not been nice to me, so I'm not going to give the oxygen to them. It is not the they who will suffer, it is the tree who suffers because the tree moves away from its original nature. It is human nature to give. Satyug is called Devi Devtas. Devi Devta means Devta matlab dene wala. Today also most of you would have one Kul Devi, Kul Devta as a name in your family. How many have ye meri Kul Devi hai, Kul Devta hai? Almost everybody. So what is the meaning of ye meri Kul Devi hai, Kul Devta hai? Matlab wo kaun hai mere? Wo hamare ancestors hai. Underline the word. Wo hamare ancestors hai. To hum kiski family ke hai? Hum kiski family ke hai? ऐसी वाली फैमिली क्या है? दिस इज नेचर, ह्यूमन नेचर. एंड वेन आई द सोल वेंट ऑपोजिट टू द ह्यूमन नेचर, दैट इज वेन दिस सफोकेशन, दिस स्ट्रेस, दिस थिंग. बिकॉज आई हैव स्टॉप गिविंग ना, आई एम ऑलवेज. सो लेट्स गो बैक टू बींग योर सेल्फ, गो बैक टू बींग द ओरिजिनल नेचर. हैप्पीनेस विल जस्ट इंक्रीज वेन यू स्टार्ट गिविंग. ड्यूरिंग कोविड टाइम्स on our TV channel, we did a little program where we said, everyone, whatever seva you're doing, in those little ways everybody was doing seva during COVID, send a 1 minute video. And we did a program called Seva Ki Shakti, what is the power of seva. And people sent in one minute videos, even little children sent, ke, we made tea for our security wala bhaiya, we did this, we made roti with my mummy, and you know, a lot of people send these videos. And one line which many of them wrote and sent with their videos, they said, I've never felt more happier before. Imagine, that is realization. Itna paya jeevan mein, and then they said, ye karke na itni khushi mujhe kabhi nahi mili hai. And if you check your life, you would have all experienced happiness when you were doing something for somebody. Yes or no? Because that time we were as per our nature. Be yourself. Be your nature. Being a giver. And giver doesn't mean apne ghar ka saman dena kisi ko. It's not in the physical. Giver means everything that I'm here, I have to give. And the more I will give, the more I will experience it. So let's gently, it doesn't happen in one day black to white, but gently start checking the intention of the karma. And very gently start working towards making it pure, selfless, because that is elevated pure karma. You know, when we say all my karmas are good, I was nice to them, I did this, I did that. Yes, good, but today one return and I will start crying. So then that is not a pure karma. That was not a pure karma. Because the result of a pure karma would be purity. Purity. So now, keep a visual here. My every thought, word, behavior is energy that is flowing from me outside. This is karma. Every situation coming to me, every person's behavior coming to me, anything happening at my work, in the health of my body, which means things which are happening to me. One is things which I'm doing and the other is things which are happening to me. So what I am radiating is karma, and what is happening to me is energy like this and energy like this. What I am creating is called karma, and what is happening to me is called destiny. Now so underline these two words. Be very clear which one is karma, which one is destiny. It's all flow of energy. Bahut clear rakhna hai isko. Life becomes very simple. No question marks. Kyun, kya, kaise. Everything finishes. Every energy that I create is karma, and everything that is happening in my life is my destiny. Everything that's happening in my life is my destiny. And destiny means energy coming to me. Karma means energy I am sending out. And destiny means energy coming to me. Now the connection is that whatever is coming to me is, what's the connection? Law of karma? Science? Law of karma? Whatever is the energy coming to me is the energy I have sent out. Simple. Power comes back to? Power comes back to me. Now this is a visual we have to keep before us always. Keep it like a ball. I throw it out, karma. While I throw it out, completely in my control. And when that ball comes to me, nothing in my control. Which means that return ball is not in my control. But when that ball is coming to me, the way I respond, right? The way I respond. Aap ek baar khade ho jayenge? Here she is. Suddenly in front of 300 people, she says something to me which is very mean. Which direction is the ball moving? Which direction is the ball moving for me? It's coming towards me. You have to do this immediately when things happen. Theek hai? She stands up and she says something to me in front of everybody which I don't like. Which direction is the ball moving for me? It's coming like this. Is this ball in my control? So don't try to control that ball. We always try to control that ball which is coming to me. Change people, change situations, everything there. That is a ball. I say, why is this ball coming to me? Why is this ball coming to me? Achche se bolo, achche se. Why is this ball coming to me? because I have already thrown it. Is it her fault? अच्छे से बोल दो. Is it her fault? No. Who is responsible for this ball coming to me? I and only I. Now what is my power? Now my power is not in trying to stop her from sending that ball, because I can't. But I have complete power that when she throws this ball, how do I immediately respond? First in my thought, then in my word, and then my behavior. And my that thought, bird, behavior is my new ball. Can you visualize the ball? And can you place the people and situations of your life and place the balls there? Yes? What is coming to me is a ball that I had already thrown before. So don't blame situations and people. But when they are coming to me, I have complete power in how I'm going to respond now. But if I waste even 5 minutes saying, why did she do this to me? How could she do this to me? She could have at least talked to me alone. Why? In the meantime, I've sent 500 wrong balls right away. Do you see, we send wrong balls? Dikhe? A little hurt, a little upset. And then after 5 minutes, I'm okay. But in those 5 minutes, how many balls have I thrown? So, it's very important to have the law of karma there. Your looking there is a wrong karma. Come back to where we are supposed to be. Waste of energy. Someone's taking them, giving them the seat. They are playing their role. The ones who are sitting are playing their role. What role did we play? Why this is important? We have to teach the mind to be where it is meant to be. Don't allow it to go where it's not meant to be. That's called hyperactivity. Just moving aise, jump karta rehta aise, aise, aise. Ek baar bologe, do baar bologe, teesri baar wo kabhi nahi dekhega udhar. It will only sit where it's meant to be. Because now we are so leading a life where we keep distracting ourselves, so the mind is used to getting distracted. Aram se aise turn ho jate. We don't even realize where we are turning, what are we looking at. No, nothing to do with my life. It's because we're keeping it distracted. But that's not healthy for us. So forever in life, keep this. Where my mind is not meant to be, I don't have to do this. I'm allowing it to get distracted. And every time I allow it to get distracted, I'm losing my willpower. I'm losing my inner strength. I'm losing my control over myself. I'm just going like this. What if my hand just kept doing like this right now? What would it mean? What would it mean? That this hand is not in my control. So when my hand does something, you say, "Arey, wow, my hand is not in my control." But when my mind does it, I say, it's normal. Don't we say, if I would have asked you, why did you look over there? You say, it's normal. Somebody walked in, obviously we will look. Everything that we were doing here which was not correct, we called it normal. Is it normal to shift where it's not needed? No. So now next time I tell my mind, and you only have to tell it once, and for a lifetime it's done. It's done. You just have to, this is the most obedient thing we have. You give it one instruction and it will follow it for the rest of its life. You tell your mind it's normal to be where I'm meant to be, not to shift where I'm not needed, and it's forever done. Going back to the balls that are coming to me from her, when I get her first ball towards me also, na, one word, maybe not even a word, an energy, a vibration, I have to be alert. Why is this coming to me? Because I had sent it earlier. What's my power now to send the right energy? No wasting time. No wasting time first sending 500 wrong balls and then saying, no, I was supposed to send blessings. By the time I've already sent. So that is the power of blessings. That is why what we did yesterday, irrespective of what's coming from there, send, immediately send, immediately send. Settle your past karmic account. Is this visual easy to remember now? Like she's in my life right now. Can you see the people in your life right now to whom you need to send the right karma? Can you see them? Now it may be a person, it could be a situation also. Need not always be a person. Now most important is, it doesn't matter how many negative balls I've sent in the past. The power is not in the past. The power is in the present karma. Because whatever might come there for me, the power is in how I respond. So the power is always in present karma. So we don't live like a victim and say, oh, my past karma was not good, so this happened. Doesn't matter. My present karma. But important is only that immediately focus on the present. And that's why teachers teach us the power of now, be in the present moment. Which means focus on your present karma. Don't live in the past and don't think about the future. Both are not in our control. So at every point of time, three aspects of time are working with me, which is called Trikal Darshi. Teen Kal, past, present, future, is working every moment. Past, present, future is working every moment. How? How past, present, future is working? Every minute my past is coming to me. Life, something or the other is happening to me, no, constantly. Constantly life, something is throwing at me. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. So at every moment, past is returning to me. And immediately I am creating the present. And as soon as I create the present, I've already decided the future. So every moment is Trikal Darshi, Teen Kal. And so Baba teaches us, Trikal Darshi Hokar Har Karam Karo. Matlab, every karam, remember, it's a return of a past consequence, and what I do now will have a future consequence. Be careful. So whenever you have to take any decision in life, don't take the decision based on how much will I earn from here, what will I get from here, where will I get to travel from here. That's not the criteria of doing a karma. Important is, will this decision of mine increase soul power, or will this decision of mine deplete soul power, whether mine or my family or my team? That is right karma. Always that is the criteria. Again, the criteria should not be in the visible consequence, the criteria should be in the invisible conference. You're looking for a new job, you get a very good offer, but that offer says that you would probably be away from your family most of the time. But the salary is double of what it used to be. And we spend days and days thinking, loon, nahi loon, jao, nahi jao, karo, nahi karo. Itna time nahi lagta decision lene mein. Sirf ek criteria rakhna hai. For me and for my entire family here, which one is a good decision? Implement. 1 second it takes to take a decision. 1 second se zyada kabhi nahi lagta to take a decision. And that's why your first session, 8 powers, power to decide. The right decision in the minimal amount of time. Ekdam accurate decision, an absolutely split second mein decision hota hai. Because criteria ek hai. Will this increase soul power? Will this reduce soul power? Mine and people involved. And kisi bhi cheez se jisse soul power badhegi, bahar kabhi nuksan ho nahi sakta hai. Ho nahi sakta hai. But today that doesn't seem to be on our priority, and that's why some of our decisions don't go right. Easy to remember? Easy? Now look at any of the situations in your life. Now in some cases it happens, like I'll go back to this sister again. I've truly been nice to her always. And nice not just in my words and behavior, in my intent, in my feelings. I've always been nice to her. I've always accepted her. It's been unconditional. Let's say I'm perfect and I've created unconditional thoughts for her. And yet I don't know what problem she has with me. And this problem person can be in office also. Hote hain office mein kuch log, par kya problem hai unko humse? Kyun tang karte rehte hain? Kya problem hai? Maine to kabhi kuch galat nahi kiya unke saath. So again, now to remember, the karmic account is not between the body and me. The karmic account is between I the soul and you the soul. And I the soul and you the soul are not bound by since how long we are in this costume. We have met, we are meeting, we will meet. And our karmic account is not based on which day we change this dress. So what I see, my behavior with her, I only remember my thoughts and behavior with her after I came into this costume. But if she is sending any wrong energy to me, which means I am receiving wrong energy from there, then it is 110% certain I have thrown it at her sometime or the other. But if I really, really check hard and I say, I have never thrown it after I wore this costume, then I have to pause and ask myself, do I remember whether I threw it at her or no in a previous costume? And your mind will say, I don't remember. And that's where it was. So karmic account is not based on one lifetime. Lifetime is our vocabulary. For the soul, there is no such thing as life, death. For the soul is one costume, div, nas. Like for you, yesterday another dress, today another dress, tomorrow another dress. How important is that dress for you? Only that much, pick up the dress and wear it. For the soul, it's the same. For us, it's a very big thing. Birth, death, rebirth, those are very big things for us. For the soul, it is one dress, out, next dress, out, next dress. Karma continues. Karma continues. So any soul with whom you feel that it's unreasonable what's happening, please remember, it's not just of this costume. My karmic account is the soul-to-soul karmic account. We have met before, we are meeting now, always remember, and we will meet again. And that is why, if there's anything, most of our karmic accounts are very beautiful, but if there's anything that's not happening right, immediately, don't waste any more time, immediately create right karma thoughts in that situation. Immediately. Because one, I had created a wrong karma in my previous costume. Then, in this lifetime also, I have been thinking, why they are like this, how they are like this. Already I have thrown 1,000,000 negative balls to them. Today, time to change karmic account. And when I change the quality of my karmic account, my destiny will change. Hanji. Close the karmic account means they should never come on my mind again. Why should we close the karmic account? Why should we not make it a beautiful karmic account? In the majority, we would try to close only. Close with this one also, close with this one, close with this one, close with this one. No, we are going to meet again. So even in this lifetime, if you say, I'm never going to think about them again, but you didn't change the quality of your karma. One, even if you stop thinking, remember one thing, even if you stop thinking about them, they have not stopped thinking about you. So baithe baithe yaad to aani aani hai. Hanji? Clear nahi karte, beautify karte. Sundar banate hai. गलत भी हमने ही बनाया था, अच्छा भी कौन बनाएगा, हम ही बनाएंगे. क्यों ना बनाए ब्यूटीफुल डेस्टिनी. इफ समथिंग गोज रॉन्ग इन अ बिजनेस, यू डोंट शट डाउन द बिजनेस. यू शट डाउन एवरी बिजनेस वेयर देयर समथिंग गोज रॉन्ग. नो, यू वर्क हार्ड, यू वर्क हार्ड, यू डू योर कोर्स करेक्शन एंड यू चेंज दैट. वी कांट जस्ट शट डाउन एवरी, वी वुड बी शटिंग डाउन मोस्ट ऑफ आवर रिलेशनशिप्स देन. बिकॉज हर एक रिश्ते में कुछ ना कुछ छोटे छोटे कुछ. We will say, इसको भी क्लोज करो, इसको भी क्लोज करो. किसी को भी क्लोज नहीं कर सकते. Because अगर हम भी उनको न याद करें, वो हमें याद करते हैं. Because it is a very strong karmic account which is a carry forward. Even if you have chosen not to live together anymore, even if you have chosen not to work together anymore, the karmic account is still not over. अभी हम केजी में हैं, वापस जाने के बाद हम फर्स्ट स्टैंडर्ड में जाएंगे, है ना. बट इट्स गुड टू स्टार्ट थिंकिंग लाइक दैट, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. सैल्वेशन मीन्स वी बिलीव, सैल्वेशन मीन्स ऑल कार्मिक अकाउंट्स विल क्लोज सेटल एंड वी गो अप एंड सिट होम, नथिंग टू डू. करना है ऐसा आपको, क्या करेंगे ऊपर बैठ के ऐसा. लाइफ इज डिफिकल्ट, so I'll go up and sit there. If life is difficult, let's make it beautiful.
विजुअलाइज योर सेल्फ इन अ टावर, जो बिल्डिंग्स आजकल हमारी होती हैं, एंड योर लिटिल चाइल्ड लुक्स अप फ्रॉम द बालकनी, एवरीबडी इज प्लेइंग डाउन देयर. सो विल दैट चाइल्ड से, नो नो, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट डाउन, आई वॉन्ट टू सिट अप एट होम. ऐसे करता है बच्चा, ऐसे करता है बच्चा, नहीं करता. क्या बोलेगा? मुझे नीचे जाना है. एंड देन यू विल से, नो, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट डाउन देयर, यू विल गेट हर्ट, यू विल गेट डर्टी, बट मुझको नीचे जाना है. एंड दैट चाइल्ड विल कम डाउन टू प्ले, एंड दैट चाइल्ड विल हैव अ वेरी गुड टाइम प्लेइंग. इट्स फन. द चाइल्ड कम्स डाउन टू प्ले, बट आफ्टर प्लेइंग फॉर 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, नाउ द चाइल्ड स्टार्ट गेटिंग अ लिटिल टायर्ड एंड अ लिटिल इंजर्ड एंड अ लिटिल डर्टी. Then the child looks up. अब मुझको घर आना है. लेकिन लेकिन वंस द पेरेंट रन्स डाउन टू ब्रिंग द चाइल्ड अप होम एंड फिर उसको नहलाता है, खिलाता है, सुलाता है, नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग व्हाट डज द चाइल्ड से? मुझे नीचे जाना है. हाँ. एंड देन यू विल टेल द चाइल्ड, कल कितना चोट लगा था? Then what will the child say? The child will say, मजा भी तो आया था खेल के, चोट तो एंड में लगा था. Very important to remember the world drama. ये जो हम, जो हमें थोड़ा सा भी दर्द हो रहा है ना, it's the end of our playing time. But the entire drama was not how it is right now. It was very beautiful. Very beautiful. You don't even have to look into history. Even 25 years back, our life was easier than what it is today. Was it or not? Yes. So easy. And this also complicated. We've made it complicated. We'll sort it out. Na abhi. 3 days, isn't it feeling a little better? That's it. So maybe it was not the game which was difficult. We were not playing as per the rules of the game. तो हम भी रिफ्रेश होके हर बार नीचे आएंगे. वैसे एक बात बताऊं, आपके चेहरों से आप में से कोई इतना थका हुआ लग नहीं रहा जितना आप बोल रहे हो कि हम थके हुए हैं. थके हुए चेहरे देखने में वो कुछ और ही होते हैं चेहरे, जो जीवन से बिल्कुल हताश हो जाते हैं. डोंट गिव योर सेल्फ सच अ नेगेटिव अफर्मेशन सिस्टर. से आई एम, से आई एम, यू से माई लाइफ इज परफेक्ट. नहीं, रो के थोड़ी बोलना, जस्ट बोलो, ऐसे बोलो, माई लाइफ इज परफेक्ट. Everything is beautiful. I am enjoying every moment of this life. बस ये 3 line रोज बोलते रहना थोड़े दिन के लिए. थोड़े दिन के बाद बोलोगे मेरे को नहीं जाना ऊपर, life is perfect and beautiful. किसको जाना है? What is this like a little star suspended in the sky doing nothing? Karma is the nature of the soul. You don't even need to go up. Just go home, sit on the chair and stop doing anything. You want to sit like a star doing nothing in Paramdham? Just go home. Choose a chair and sit and say, from today I'm doing nothing. Continue. For however long you want to sit on that chair. We'll even come and give you the food over there. Don't roll. Just check how long are you able to sit without doing a karma. Aadha ghanta meditation mein to baitha nahi jata humare se. Main kab uthu? Main kab uthu? We are such a doing oriented. Human being. In the doing, in action. Karma is our sanskar, it's our nature. We cannot sit for very long without karma. So don't think of no karma, think of pure karma. No karma hone bhi nahi wala, and no karma is not our nature. Why not we shift to creating pure karmas? Because life is going to be so beautiful that the world calls it heaven on earth. That is swarg, that is paradise, that is satyug. And we've come here to create that. We've not even come here to create just a beautiful life. Beautiful to aap sab ki hai. You have no idea what is a painful life. None of y'all are experiencing any of that kind of pain. To itne se dard ko zyada dard nahi bolna. Itna sa thoda sa kisi ne kuch bol diya kara, thodi koi mushkil aayi. That's not called a painful life. Pain is really what lot of people are experiencing today. So, magnifying lens is here. छोटी सी बात को नहीं कहना लाइफ बहुत बुरी है. बोलो लाइफ बहुत परफेक्ट है, ये तो कुछ बात ही नहीं है, आती जाती रहती है, ये तो छोटी छोटी बात है. सो वी शुड क्रिएट आवर संकल्प्स फॉर दैट. सो वील डू दैट नाउ. बट मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट इज, हाँ जी सॉरी, टेक एनी डिसीशन. Once I remember, once you remember you're a professional and you take a decision, you will say what is good for my professional life. Isn't that the way of taking a decision? Yes. So when I am in the consciousness of I am a professional, my decision is based on what's good in my professional life. When I am in the consciousness of I am a family member, my decision is based on what's good for my family relationships. When I am in the consciousness of I am a soul, then my decision is based on what's good for the soul power. The aapke wo dislike, you took a decision of coming here, right? 1000 people must have been given the invitation, 300 chose to came. Of course many wanted to come but were not able to come. But when you took a decision to come here, what was your criteria? Ki wahan jaake thoda kuch naya seekhenge, kuch karenge. So what was the criteria here? Did you get the result of that criteria decision? Yes. Now, tomorrow you return from here. Again, you have to take another decision. Now, everyone here will tell you, यहाँ से जाने के बाद ना आप सेंटर जाना, बिकॉज यू मस्ट हैव आस्क्ड पीपल अराउंड यू, हाउ डू वी कंटिन्यू, हाउ विल आई बी लाइक दिस व्हेन आई गो बैक, एंड एवरीबडी वुड हैव सेड गो टू द सेंटर, लर्न द मेडिटेशन अगेन, गो फॉर द मॉर्निंग क्लास. नाउ अगेन आई हैव टू टेक अ डिसीजन. Again, if my mind says, but I have so much work, but I have no purpose, pehle se time kam nahi tha, then now my decision will be based on my calm. But now if I say, in 3 days if I could experience this energy shift, and if all these people who I have seen here in this campus who were doing seva, and they are also working in IT companies like me, and they are also living with families, and they also have children, and yet they have left all that and they are here for seva also. So obviously they've got a lot of time, right, to come here. So how did they do that? Because they prioritized the decision based on what's going to increase soul power. So every time you take a decision, what to do, what to eat, how to live, how to, even how to work, that decision also you should decide on, will it increase my soul power? That's why yesterday we said, if somebody reacts also, you bless, because it increases soul power. If I entangle, it depletes soul power. If I say, but why did they do this to me? That's not going to increase soul power. So every time, increase soul power. That's the only thing which is yours. That is the only thing which is permanent. Rest, everything is transient. It's a variable factor. Focus on the permanent, the temporary will be taken care of, and everything that I'm doing in the temporary is actually to experience the happiness of the soul. The reason is only that. The reason is only that. So then why not prioritize that as my decision criteria? Okay? So simple. Every criteria, remember, past karmic account coming to me, present karma getting created, future getting decided. So if I create a wrong karma right now, and then tomorrow the future comes to me, I have no right to say, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Certain relationships, we thought they will be for a lifetime, but somewhere on the way they do not work out. People who we thought will always be with us, somewhere on the journey they have left. During COVID, a lot of people have left us. That is one of the toughest karmic accounts, where I, the soul, believe that is normal to grieve for a lifetime. But somebody leaving us doesn't mean it's a negative karmic account at all. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that my karmic account with that soul was for these many years. Important to check is what was the quality of my karmic account with that person, not the quantity of the karmic account with the person. Somebody I could live with for 100 years, but every day is like, so is that a very beautiful karmic account? Har roz chik 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 chik, but we live together for 100 years. And somebody I could live for 30 years, but that 30 years was beautiful energy exchange. So isn't that a beautiful karmic account? Isn't that a beautiful karmic account? So karmic account, because for the soul, it is not about death, birth, soul, it is not like that. For the soul, it is, I'm in this costume, I am with these people, now it's my time to go into the next place. Just it flies off. Its karmic account pulls it to its next place. For the people left behind, it's very painful. But for the soul who's moved forward, it's just their next karmic account. It's like every morning you tell your child, go to school, go to school. The child says, no, I want to be with you. No, your next karmic account is calling you. So for even the toughest karmic account of our life, pain is not the response that needs to be created. It pains a lot, but we have to work on that healing. We have to work on that healing, because that pain keeps radiating not just to us, but it's also radiating to that soul. So immediately, and that's why meditation helps. And so if meditation can help in the toughest karmic account of our life, the rest of the karmic accounts are not even karmic accounts. They're just scenes of life. There's a sister who comes to the center for meditation. She got cancer. She's at the age of 65 or 70. 65, I think. And while she was going through her chemo, her daughter got cancer. And her daughter has a 10-year-old son. And so she finished her chemo. She went to another city for her daughter's treatment. Then the daughter got a liver transplant, but it did not work out the right way. And so the doctor said, now it's only a question of time. We will not be able to do anything much more for her. And she could see that her daughter was suffering. So what she did, because she comes to the center every day, it's fitted inside here. I'm a soul, she's a soul. She doesn't have to suffer because we are attached to her and we want her to be here. And so she called her husband, her son, the daughter's husband, and she said, you know what, she's here only because of our attachment. We need to let her go. And they were like, what is she talking? And they said, all this is because you go to that place, na? They teach you all these things like this. Who thinks like this about their child? And she knew they're not going to help in doing this. So she said, okay, never mind. You all go. I want to spend some time alone with her. The child is in coma. But remember, if anyone ever around you is in coma or is not conscious, they can catch your every thought. Their catching power is higher than what they can catch when we are. Because when we are like this, we are communicating from here to here. And when we are not, we are communicating from here to here. So they can hear everything. They can catch your every thought. So she sat with her daughter for 15-20 minutes. She held her hand. She spoke to her. Whatever, you know, whatever about life, whatever had happened. She spoke to her. And then in the end, she says to her, I know why you're not going, because you're very worried about your son. Don't worry about us. We are there. We will take care of him. You don't think about us. Your new costume is ready. Don't sit in this costume suffering here because of us and thinking that he will not be taken care of. She just said all that to her. She held her hand, sat in silence, and the soul left. It is so easy. This is called power. This is called empowerment. And this is called love. They should be here for me is called attachment. They should be where is right for them is called love. A lot of difference between love and attachment. And then when she returned back to the city and they came to the center and her husband and her son and everybody, they were all like, they were never happy that she used to come to the center. It was always an issue in their house. But when they came back to the center that day, and they said, it's only because of her that we are a little. They said, it's all because of her. She's managed all of us. All of us. And if you look at her, she's like one little tiny frail lady. And looking at her and all these four men around her saying, we are okay only because of her. Why? Because she invested that 1 hour of her life every single day. Every single day. And when she needed it the most, she had the power. She had the power. And it's not one like this. Many. Many. The other day I was at the center, I met a lady, and the sister at the center told me, she said, you know what, a few months back, her 5-year-old son met with an accident, bus accident right in front of her. And she picked up the child. And it was not a good condition. And she picked up the child and she went towards the hospital and the doctor. And it was quite chaotic in the hospital. And the doctor said, aap kaun hai? Because he thought somebody on the road picked up the child and brought the inki family ko phone karo. So she said, I am his mother. And the doctor said, no, not possible. Not possible. She said, Doctor sahab, aap jaldi karo jo karna hai. I am his mother, I'll sign what has to be signed. And the surgery didn't work out right. And the soul left. And she said, immediately, meditation karo. We have to send powerful vibrations. He's just begun his new journey. Nobody is going to cry over here. We have to right now meditate so that his transition is beautiful and powerful. And that doctor is telling the people, she just cannot be his mother. But it is so easy. All that it needs is to work on soul consciousness. She knew what was right for that child that time. She was not thinking about her life. She was thinking about... She said, if we cry, all of us right now, what are we going to give to him? So how does this come at that time? This is called high EQ. Which emotion to create in which situation at what time? Emotionally intelligent. Intelligent. But how will this come at that time? Because that fitness is practiced every single day. It's ready with you. It's ready with you. It's like we work hard every day, we have enough money, any crisis comes, money is always there for us. But we are living in times right now, to solve every crisis, money is not enough, we need power. We need power. Because there are such situations which cannot be solved with money. But every situation needs power. So on a daily basis, earn power, create power and keep it in your bank balance. Keep it there. And what I'm sharing with you is one tool. Like this I know thousands. And there are millions which I won't know. Who have sailed through crisis of their life. And most important, their families have been able to cross the crisis because that one member in their family was there like that. Like a powerhouse of the family. So each one of us, when we go back from here, it's not a 3 days beautiful experience. That's not what you were invited for. You're invited to make your life powerful and become that powerhouse wherever you are, at home, at work. The world needs powerhouses right now. The world needs powerhouses right now. And so the more we practice soul consciousness, we shift from attachment to love. And love is power. Love is power. Attachment means because I'm depleted, so I think, what will happen to me? How will I live? Love means what's right for them. What's right for them. And if they can do it in the toughest karmic account, the other scenes of life are insignificant. They're really no scene at all. Because the soul knows. They study every single day. Every single day we are taught. I am a soul, the other one is a soul. We are together for a certain period of time. Karmic account over, the soul will fly. It's conditioned here every single day. Every single day. And so when something happens, there's no question mark at all. No question mark at all. And we know now what to do. So this is a school which is teaching us how to think, feel, speak, behave in every scene of life based on the right consciousness of being a soul. So any karmic account, any, the toughest one also, demands the right thoughts now in my present karma. Important is not for how long they were with us. Important is what a beautiful karmic account it was. And let me make it even more powerful now by sending them the most beautiful energy. Because when someone is beginning something new, what energy should be given? When someone's beginning something new, na? For us it's a vacuum, for them it's a new journey. So when someone's beginning a new journey, what should be given to them? Lots of blessings, lots of pure wishes. Just one thought, aapka sab badhiya hoga, aapka sab badhiya. Aap hamari chinta nahi karna. How you send your child out of the country to study? You're not happy when your child is leaving. But we don't think about ourselves. Hamare bare mein nahi socho, aap jao, aap jao, aap jao. same way it happens at the soul level. Hamare baare mein nahi sochna. We will take care of ourselves. So even the toughest karmic account, power of the soul, and then of course connected with the supreme power, that's from where the power is coming. That's from where the power is coming. तो कल आपने सीखा कि परमात्मा निराकार है और आज सुबह क्या सीखा? Meditation means connection of the soul with the supreme power. तो when I the battery gets connected to the supreme power, तो सारी शक्ति क्या होने लग जाएगी? It's here. It's here. And जब भगवान की शक्ति मिलने लग जाए, तो जीवन में कोई भी बात बड़ी नहीं लगती है. बड़ी नहीं लगती है. ताकत आ जाती है. And so what meditation does is, it increases our fitness level. Like I never exercise gym, I will not even be able to lift this table actually. But if someone who goes every day, they'll pick up like, and we are like, how can you pick up so much of weight? So because I gym every day. Do you do anything? I said, no, obviously you won't be able to pick up. Naturally. Because that person makes an investment. That person puts that effort of working on himself 1 hour every day. And so he can pick up everything. I say I don't have time, so I can't even lift this table. Nothing is happening on its own. Everything is a return of my karma. I'm returned. So when we return from here tomorrow, decide today in which direction you're going to take it forward. Whether you want to create this vibration where you are, whether you want to make this power a reality. And in the coming times, this power is going to be a necessity. The world is going through a major transition. Not a change. It's a paradigm shift. Change to chote chote and change to happens every year. You all know now what technology is getting created in the next 2 years? Do you have an idea how it's going to shift the world and the minds of the people in the world? Yes. What's it going to do to the minds of the people in this world, the technology? We are only looking at, oh, how it will make life easier. Phone was also supposed to make our life easier. You heard yesterday the whole session, what has happened? And if we don't take care now, what will happen? So it's designed to make my life easier, but if I don't take care of my mind, the same thing makes my life difficult. So whatever next is also going to get designed, maybe designed to make life easier, we don't know yet till we use it. But if my power is not right, that same thing can create havoc for my mind. And for the children. So the need of the hour is to create that power. So now we are going to write a few sankalp. So that we are going to do it for our nature, for our relationships and for our karmic accounts. Because we want to change our destiny. Change our destiny means whatever is not going my way, I want to change it a little bit. And the only way to change it is change my karma. And change my karma means change my thoughts. So we will write 8 to 10 sankalp, which are generic sankalps. You will then write specific in that for your specific karmic account, whatever you want to change. The first one will be, I am a powerful soul. I am a powerful soul means spoon on the limbo on the spoon, responding right, not reacting to situations. I am a powerful soul. Second one is, I am calm and stable always. I am calm and stable always. Opposite of, I am stressed, I am worried. Third is, I am fearless, I am confident. Fear is a predominant vibration in the air as a result of COVID. Because 2 years, billions of people created fear. So a lot of children today are experiencing anxiety because fear was in the air. So I am fearless, I am confident. Fourth, I am happy always. Which means I want this to be happy, I want to do this to be happy all over. I want to do, but not for happiness. I am happy always. Which means irrespective of the result of your effort, happiness doesn't shift. Happiness is my nature, not an outcome of my effort or the work I do. Today our happiness shifts even if 2 likes are less on our social media post. So now that is not. That's a very vulnerable soul. Victim feeling. So I'm happy always. Fifth, I'm a giver. I'm a giver. Which means desires, needs, expectation starts diminishing. Now one line you keep empty for your sanskar, which you want to change. Because that will be different for everyone. So whichever sanskar you want to change, now we know the language, how we have to do it. I am the positive one, the counter one of that. Like, for example, if someone has the habit of not reaching on time, always they'll be late everywhere. We don't question it because it's a past life sanskar. But they cannot live with that past life sanskar. So we put the affirmation as, I'm always before time, not on time, before time. I'm always before time. If someone has the habit of postponing things and saying kal karenge, parso karenge, procrastination, we say I do everything on time and accurately. So accordingly, that's just a vocabulary. So now you fit it for whichever sanskar you want to change. The next sankalp will be, my mind and body is perfect, healthy, always. We have to write for the mind also now. No mental health issue ever. My mind and body is perfect, healthy, always. If in case any health issue, then specific affirmation for that. My cholesterol levels are normal, then write the figure. My sugar levels are normal, write the figure. If any part of the body is aches and pains, any clot, any tumor, anything, I mean this I'm saying for anybody else in your family if you want to give it to them, you say that part of that organ of my body is perfect, it's healed. So sankalp se siddhi matlab, what you want to see, you have to create a sankalp, it already has happened, it already is. Our vocabulary says they are unwell, unko ye bimari hai, they are diabetic, they are alcoholic, they are, we use all kind of wrong words. And we keep saying that sankalp repeatedly and then that sankalp keeps manifesting. So never ever a low energy word. So any specific ailment, put the right sankalp for that. Then a sankalp for relationships. I accept people. People accept me. I accept people. People accept me. All my relationships stand on respect and trust. My family is united and will always be. Very important to put this sankalp now. My family is united and will always be. I accept people, people accept me. All my relationships stand on trust and respect. My family is united, always will be. If you have any relationship issue with a specific person, write a specific sankalp for them that they and I have the most beautiful relationship. Instead of saying, pata nahi hum dono ke beech mein kya problem hoti rehti hai, then that manifests. They and I have the most beautiful relationship. If there is any past to be released, then past is past. It's over, I release, I let go. We had said, I cannot forgive, I cannot forget, I'm never going to be able to forget this, and that became a reality. Past is past, it's over, I release, I let go. Ji? Hanji? Terminal illness में भी हम यही बोलेंगे. Next sankalp for your profession. मतलब anything of the doing. Whatever is your goal, whatever you aim, a short term goal or a long term goal, put your affirmation, it already has happened. I have already achieved, I already am, whatever role, position, seva, I've already reached out to so many souls. Everyone is benefiting from what I'm sharing. already see that happened. My life is perfect and will always be. My life is perfect and will always be. And last, God's power and blessings, God's power and blessings is a divine circle of protection around me. God's power and blessings is a divine circle of protection around me. Visualize a divine white light circle all around you. What this does is, this affirmation, what it does is, it keeps you in the highest vibrational energy cocoon, and what it helps is, it does not allow lower vibrational energies to enter into your space. Everywhere that we are, whether we are in the office, there are a lot of energies around us. You sit in a public transport, in a train, flight, lot of energies around us, lot of vibrations around us. And so you see, whenever we come from a very crowded place, we feel a little, there's a lot of energies around and they all entangle with my aura. So we all carry an energy field, the other person is also carrying an energy field, and so that energy field always rubs into us. So always wear this protection shield and go. And we say, acha, itne se ho jayega? Haan, itne se hi ho jayega. Because their thought is also a vibration, my thought is also a vibration, and when my thought is the highest, the lowest energy cannot enter into it. So God's power and blessings is a divine circle of protection around me. So we've created 8 to 10 sankalps. They were variations based on what is your sanskar. Any situation in life which you want to resolve, you add that somewhere before this last affirmation. Anything, for example, for children, you can do sankalp. Yes, of course. You can always do sankalp for other people for some time, but then gradually tell them to do it. It'll work faster. It'll work faster because their mind will create that energy, no? But till then, we keep doing for them. So any situation in your life, create a sankalp for that. I'm not getting a job, create a sankalp. I already have a job in fill in the blank, whichever place you want to be. Be very careful of the energy. Situations are not in our control, but our sankalp is completely our choice. Radiate at the highest vibrational frequency and the highest energies will start moving towards you. Live like a victim at a lower energy and the lower energies will start moving towards you. So be very, very careful where you are. Where you are in terms of your vibration. Now how to do this sankalp? Matlab, when to do this sankalp? Sankalp se siddhi, which today's world calls law of attraction or law of manifestation. It is in the Sanskriti of Bharat for thousands of years. It's called sankalp se siddhi. Thoughts manifest. And Raj Yoga meditation uses that power. Create a thought, visualize it, experience it. Mind creates the affirmation, I am a peaceful soul. It's a thought. Intellect visualizes it. And then I connect and I get the experience. Then I create the next thought. I, the soul, am with God in Paramdham with the ocean of power. And all His powers are filling into me. Visualize it and it will start filling into you. The brain cannot differentiate between the real and the imaginary, and your powers will start building up. Now when to do this sankalp? The most powerful time is just before going to sleep. Because when we're going to sleep, the subconscious mind is going to open. So the seed is going deep inside. So the last thoughts before going to sleep, ideally keep a diary next to your pillow and write it before going to sleep. Because our mind is so much clutter, no? By the end of the day, there's a lot of clutter. So we are saying, but our mind is other, yeh, hua, wo, wa. So then it's not really focused. So writing makes it focused. You're not thinking anything else. Early morning, it's easy to create sankalp because mind is fresh. By the end of the day, there's too much noise inside. So, end of the day, it's good to write it once. So, keep a diary and with the date, keep writing every single day. We're not going to miss it a single day. So, write it in the night before going to sleep. I'm sure we've learnt all the techniques from yesterday. We are not having technology next to us. We are not going to check phones before going to sleep. When we wake up in the middle of the sleep, we are not going to check phones. Yes? Wo pakka ho gaya kal ya nahi pakka hua? Itna sunne ke baad bhi nahi hua na, to baad mein nahi bolna mere saath aisa kyun ho raha hai. Karma. Karma will say, you went there, you learnt, you still continue keeping your phone next to you. No. If you do it, then only you will have the power to influence your children, otherwise zero power. Zero power. We only have to influence. We cannot instruct anymore. Because they are influenced by their peer pressure. There's tremendous influence that side. It's really not their fault so much. There's so much influence, so much peer pressure, so much they are ridiculed if they try to do something. They need power from us. Okay? So let's become an example rather than going home and telling them what is digital wellness. Don't go home and start preaching to others. Don't preach anything when you return home tomorrow. Otherwise next day they'll start looking at you that you were supposed to come back as a perfect soul. That means, achha, aap hi gussa kar rahe ho and you're telling me gussa nahi karna, aap hi phone use karo. So don't preach. Don't. Start experimenting and start living it in your life. Disconnect from work at least an hour or 2 hours before you go to sleep. That's a big reason for being sleep deprived. We are working till we go to sleep. Now, last we've written our affirmations. First thing in the morning. What time are we going to wake up once we return? What time are you going to wake up from Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning? 4:00. Brahma Maurat, Amrit Vela. People are coming to our country to teach us the 5 a.m. leadership club. Which is nice. At least we'll learn. But we have it in our culture for thousands of years. Brahma Mahurat means, Brahma means the creator. So that is the Mahurat time to create a life which you want to create. If you are sleeping at the time where you can create your life, then the rest of the time you're just living as a victim to your life. You're not creating a life that you choose because you did not wake up at the time of creation. Highest vibration, highest intuition power. Personal communication with the divine. Ask a question, you get an answer. Tell a thing, you'll get a response. So continue the habit because the mind and body has adapted to it for 4 days. It'll be easy to continue. And it'll become easy to do it if once you return, you learn once again by going to the center. Go for 4-5 days, an hour every day, and do the Raj Yoga course again on a one-on-one. Here it was in a big gathering. You have to do it once, one-on-one. Where the sister will sit with us again, give us a guided commentary, teach us how to do it. One-on-one is always going to be again different. So go back, whichever center is closest to you, and it's certainly going to be there within 3-4 kilometers. Your date, your time. So go back and do the Raj Yoga course, and after you do the Raj Yoga course, at every center there is a morning class which is 7 to 8 a.m. And so everyone you have seen in the last 3 days, they're all working like you, they're all taking care of their families, but they don't miss that 7 to 8 class ever. Ever, ever, ever. Never. Even if they're traveling, they'll go to the center in another city. Because they know what the power of it is. The power of it is because it is a nutrition, daily nutrition. So since we learnt yesterday how to restrict content consumption, what impact it is doing on the mind, brain and the body, along with that we need to include a healthy content diet into our life. And Gyan is that healthy content. Because whatever I consume is who I become. What I watch, read, listen is my sanskar. What I watch, read, listen is my sanskar. My sanskar is my karma and my karma is my destiny. So content is equal to destiny. Now take care. Content is equal to destiny. So that's why when we come to the center and like you came here for 3 days and listening to Gyan, you're already feeling better because content has changed. Content has changed. Destiny is changing. Do not think after returning on Tuesday, achha, I'll go after 3-4 days. 4 days here, 4 days there. If anybody thinks this is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life, it's an illusion. The bubble will burst very soon. It doesn't remain constant. We're going to be back into that vibration, unless now we work on a daily basis too. So the best time to do it is immediately from the next day, because you've already raised it here. Don't waste 2 days and let it come down, otherwise your 4 days effort goes. You know, it's like people who go to the detox center and come back on the airport and start eating junk again. And you tell them you just came back from a detox center. Ha, to ho gaya na, agle saal fir se jayenge. That's not the purpose of life, ke agle saal fir se jayenge detox center. Detox karke aaye hain, ab apne aap ko kaisa rakhenge? Cleansed, highest vibrational energy. So just before sleeping, first thing when I wake up, throughout the day, a karam yogi, remembering everything is going to come back. Priority is karma and sanskar, and taking care of my diet, physical diet also. Because unless you work on your physical diet, you will not get your results on your thoughts and vibration. Because jaisa ann hota hai, vaisa man hota hai. You are what you eat does not mean your body is what you eat. It means you are what you eat and you are not a body. Jaisa ann hai, vaisa man hai. So, yahan par aapko achha isliye bhi lag raha hai. Aapko pata hi nahi hai what all are the factors. It's a very complete package over here. There's a lot of factors here which makes us feel what we are feeling. And a very big factor is the kitchen. The kitchen. Simple food. Simple food hai. Dal hai, sabji hai. But don't you feel light after eating? Yesterday we were discussing and everybody said we are eating more over here. Hume itna nahi khana chahiye. Apne aap zyada khaya jayega. Kyunki wo light food hai. Aap yahan lighter khayenge, isse thoda kam aap ghar pe khayenge aur usse bhi zyada kam aap restaurant aur hotel mein khayenge. Aap hotel mein dekho itna wo laga hua hai samne, hum thoda sa lene de pet bhar gaya. Ho gaya. Heavy food, because it's heavy energy, not just because it's oil and ghee, it's heavy energy. So prioritize, first step, plant-based diet. I am a pure soul, powerful soul, peaceful soul, eating food which has death and violence and pain and fear and anxiety of somebody, does not work. That is not a right karma. Somebody needs to die for me to feel happy with eating what I'm eating. What karma is this? So, experiment with a plant-based diet. It's very easy. Do it just as a 3 months experiment. Don't go home and say I'm quitting non-veg. They'll all sit there to guide you. Nahi, aisa nahi. Don't make any announcements when you return. Don't make any announcements, don't preach anything, just in a very quiet way, in your personal lab, start doing your experiment. And when you get the result, let the world benefit from your experiment. Don't go and tell everybody, from today I'm going to be like this. They'll all panic. Bolenge, bola tha wahan nahin jana, bola tha na nahin jana wahan par, dekho. Because we go home, we're super excited. We've all made this mistake. That's the way I say. We're so super excited. You're going to say, pata hai, from today I'm going to go to the center every day. From today I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and don't give me any non-veg and don't... And your spouse will say, because it's a lifestyle completely opposite to the people who've not come here. And they will panic. They will panic and they will hold you back so hard because they will think they're losing you. Your spouse is going to say, I want to party late night and you want to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, means my parties will get cancelled. No, you can't do this. So be very gentle and soft and quiet and do it like a experiment in that. How do scientists do their experiment? Nobody knows where the experiment is going. This experiment is here. So experiment with a plant-based diet. Second, as far as possible, eat only home-cooked food. We have no idea how much negative emotions we consume by eating out. When food is cooked out, it's cooked in a very hurried way because it's large-scale cooking. And second, we don't know the people who are cooking. What is their state of mind? Are they upset about something today? Today someone in their village is unwell, they are worried about that, they are cooking. Somebody, the head of the kitchen, shouted at them just now and they are cooking. Because when there is a lot of cooking, there is a lot of shouting that goes on. and we consume all that. Within 1 hour, if anybody consciously checks, we too can make out. Within 1 hour, I know where I have gone wrong with my eating. And I only have to ask that person, aapka mood kaisa hai aaj? And he said, nahi didi, main kya batau? I said, bas pata chal gaya. Now I know why I'm having those thoughts. It's so direct, it does not take more than 1 hour for you to catch that infection. But we are not aware because we don't look at it in that direction. So eat home-cooked food. And at home, cook the food like prasad. So that's what is giving you that calm and light feeling. Here it's mass cooking. When you will see the campus in Shantivan tomorrow, it's 30,000 food is cooked for. But the people who are cooking have to be the ones who meditate and lead this pure lifestyle daily. And they have to cook in a very silent, peaceful manner. For them, the priority is not the taste of the food. For them, the priority is the vibration of the food. So take that home. From the kitchen, you can change the destinies of the family. So cook in a very pure, divine manner. Have high energy words playing. You will have a website where all the songs that you've been hearing are there. You can just play that. Play any high vibrational words in the kitchen. Let them get absorbed in the food and the water. I'm sure you learned yesterday, no distracted eating, no gadgets while eating. And last thing, just before eating, take a 10-second pause, connect and say your sankalp into the food. Because jaisa ann, vaisa man hai. So whatever sankalp I want as my predominant thought, I add it as an ingredient to my meal. Can we take a 10-second pause? So what that 10-second pause does is, I am saying I am calm and stable, but probably the person who cooked was for me was a little disturbed today. So my then sankalps don't work. And then I say, I've been doing for so many months, why is it still not working? Because we didn't do it with the food and the water. So take that 10-second pause before every meal, take that 10-second pause before every glass of water, because water absorbs vibrations. Haven't we seen all our elders taking water like this, saying high affirmation words and then sprinkling that water on the... What were they doing? What were they doing? They were adding the prayer to the water. The water absorbs those divine words and then they were energizing the food with that water. This is science. Energy. So what we could do is take a glass of water and just say, and keep a shorter version of your sankalps. We're not going to spend 30 seconds, 5 seconds. Like we never eat without washing our hands, we never eat or drink without saying the sankalp. And never means never. Even if I wake up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, I want to have water, I will not drink it like that. Because it becomes a system. Now it's a habit. You don't have to think before doing it. Because this water is carrying the vibrations of the city. Kehte hai na, kaun se shahar ka pani peete ho? Jis shahar ka pani peete ho, waise hi ban jate ho. So you'll see people coming from very small towns or villages. They're very different when they come to the city. And within a couple of years, sanskar start changing. And people say, haan, abhi Delhi ka pani pita hai na, dekha, badal gaya. So it is the power of water. It is the power of water. So, first in the morning, 3 meals, 4, 5 to 6 glasses of water, 9, and 1 before going to sleep. Any sankalp repeated 10 times a day, has to manifest. There is no way that it will not manifest, and you can create miracles in your life with this. This is only called miracle, using the power of your mind to make what you want as your reality. But try and keep what you want as selfless as possible. It will work better. Don't just put a sankalp, I want a car, I want this. No. Don't use such a beautiful power for those things. Use it for the higher transformation here. The lower things come on their own in life. So use this power. And this power coupled with meditation, which we are going to learn once we go to the center again. Here you have experienced it, but now you have to learn it to be able to do it at home on your own. Right? How many of you are taking a decision to go on experimenting this after you return from Tuesday? Good. Create a visual. Next year, you will be on this side of the stage. Yeah. 25 years back I was sitting there. Everyone you're seeing here was sitting there few years back. So you cannot be this side of the stage. Hona chahiye ki nahi hona chahiye? This side of the stage means you're part of family doing seva. Everyone who's cooking for you, everyone who's serving you, they've all come from home here for 5 days just to be on seva with you. They have family, they have work, they left everything and come. So the next time you say we want to come for the IT retreat again, it's only allowed if you're on this side of the stage. That side of the stage you can only come once. You can come once as a guest and you can come always as a family member. As a guest you can come only once. Because next year we have new guests who want to come, no? So we don't create wrong karma by calling the same guests again. But you become a part of family and you come as seva. Let's take a minute of silence only.